Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Todd Coppernol. In Richland County, the Richland County Board met Monday night to elect a chair and vice chair. Corporate counsel Nathan Russell explained the procedure before nominations were taken. In the election for chair, Supervisor Richard McKee nominated Carrie Severson. Supervisor Steve Caro nominated Dave Turk. And Supervisor Daniel McGuire nominated Larry Engel, though Engel declined. County Administrator Trish Clements distributed paper ballots, and the vote was taken. Carrie Severson was elected chair by a vote of 13-6. In the election of vice chair, Larry Engel and Dave Turk were the nominees. Engel was elected by a vote of 14-5. Supervisors Mark Cooey, Tiffany Thompson, Randy Schoonover, Shirley Welty, and Sandra Kramer were elected to join Severson and Engel as members of the Committee on Committees. In Richland Center, the Richland Center City Council meets tonight. Among the agenda items, a presentation by Running Incorporated regarding the shared ride taxi service, an update on the Cobblestone Inn Hotel project, an ordinance to dissolve the park board and amend the code to reassign oversight of parks and recreation, and an ordinance to authorize stop signs at various city intersections. This meeting begins at 6:30 at the City Municipal Building. This meeting is open to the public. In Cazenovia, a community fundraising effort to improve the second ball diamond has proven to be wildly successful. With an initial goal of $13,000 to install fencing, the community has now raised over $27,000 in donations. This has led to a full-scale renovation of the park's small diamond. Some work has been completed, which involved enlarging, moving the infield to meet regulation. Further projects include fully enclosing the field with chain-link fencing and gates, protective fence cap, and commercial foul poles. The diamond's failing batting cage will also be replaced with a new heavy-duty batting cage. Separately, the Cazenovia American Legion has raised funds and is providing for a rehabilitation of the park's large pavilion. The pavilion, built in 1971 by volunteers, will see a new concrete floor, new structural posts, and new bar tops. Volunteers have already removed all concrete and have completed the first pour of the new floor, which will be completed in sections. The Cazenovia celebration is also rebuilding the park's bandstand. Work on this project started in 2024 when the celebration committee had a new raised concrete floor poured at the site of the former bandstand. This weekend, volunteers will build the new bandstand structure on the concrete foundation with electrical work to follow. Between the three separate efforts, approximately $50,000 worth of improvements will be donated to Cazenovia Memorial Park this spring. The majority of work is provided for and completed by volunteer labor and machinery. The current goal is to complete all projects by the end of May. You can follow the progress on the park's Facebook page by searching Cazenovia Memorial Park. In Juneau County, Jeffrey William Crumpton of Oregon, Wisconsin, has been sentenced to 60 years confinement in the Wisconsin Department of Corrections for his role in the homicide of Daniel J. Asmussen in May of 2024. The incident occurred May 9, 2024, at Asmussen's residence in Nisida Township. Asmussen was found unresponsive by family members May 10, 2024. Upon arrival, Juneau County deputies discovered Asmussen had sustained two gunshot wounds, resulting in his death. Crumpton was arrested October 3, 2024, and charged with first-degree intentional homicide. February 10th of this year, Crumpton entered a no-contest plea to charges of second-degree intentional homicide. Judge Stacy Smith of Juneau County Circuit Court sentenced Jeffrey William Crumpton to 40 years initial confinement, followed by 20 years extended supervision. The case was prosecuted by Juneau County District Attorney Kenneth Hamm and Assistant District Attorney Joshua Andresen. In Sauk County on Wednesday at approximately 7 p.m., UW MedFlight will be landing at the Iowa County Sheriff's Office as part of a training event. Iowa County Emergency Services will be training with the UW MedFlight team on landing zone safety. For everyone's safety, anyone wishing to watch should not park in the Sheriff's Office parking lot or along the roadway. Please use adjacent parking lots and remain a safe distance away. This landing is weather dependent and subject to helicopter availability. A 14-year-old from Toma has died after being struck by a vehicle on Friday night. At approximately 9:45 p.m., the Monroe County 911 Communications Center received a report of a pedestrian who was struck by a vehicle on County Highway O in LaGrange Township. Life-saving efforts were attempted, but the juvenile did not survive. The driver of the vehicle stopped at the scene and rendered aid until emergency responders arrived. He is cooperating with the investigation. Many of the Ridgeland Farms Beagles are adjusting to their new lives as they're moved to shelters to prepare them for adoption. They started within an hour or so coming up to us wanting attention. Some crawled in people's laps. Every single one of them are super sweet, said Lori Simmons of Big Dog Ranch Rescue and the Center for a Humane Economy. I think they are loving the attention. I just know they know they're safe. Simmons says 700 adoption applications have been received, but it will take some time before the dogs are ready for their new homes. The dogs are being moved to shelters around the country. They are being vaccinated, spayed or neutered, microchipped, and steps are being taken to ensure they are housebroken. Beagles are the most common breed of dog used for animal testing, primarily because of their smaller size and temperament. Beagles are gentle and trusting, which makes them easier to work with than many other breeds. As prospective adopters are screened and approved, the dogs will join their new homes. Volunteers are being sought to help with the American Red Cross Blood Drive at the Richland Center Community Center on Wednesday, May 13th. Help is needed to set up at 8:30 a.m., take down at 5:45 p.m., and help is also needed on the floor. If you would like to volunteer, contact Bob at 608-475-0621.